Welcome to Everyone Calls Me King podcast. Today's topic is going to be everything you need to know about SEO. Yes, I said everything you need to know about SEO. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go through a list of questions that people ask on a regular basis, and we are going to give you a simple answer, right? Just to give you a better understanding of what SEO is. At the top of the list, the question is, what is SEO? So here it is. SEO stands for Search Engine Optimization. It's a way to make your business's website more noticeable on the internet. So when people search for something that your business offers, having good SEO means your website is more likely to show up in the search results. Second question, why is SEO important for my business? Imagine you have to shop in a huge mall. SEO is like the mall directory that helps people find your store. Without it, potential clients might not know your shop exists, even if it's exactly what they're looking for. Ain't that something? Third question, how does SEO relate to my website's design? Look, the way your website is designed can affect your SEO. A well-designed website helps search engines understand what your business is about. This includes having a clear layout, fasting load times, and making it easy for customers to engage. A good website design agency can help you create a site that looks great and is optimized for SEO. Number four, I'm just starting a business. How do I begin with SEO? Hey, look, when you're starting a business, think about SEO from the start. Talk to a website designer near you or a business consultant who understands SEO. They can help set up your website in a way that search engines like and that tells the world what you do. Number five, what does branding have to do with SEO? Branding is about your business's identity. From your logo to your business value, SEO helps people find your brand online. For example, if a logo designer creates a unique logo for your company, you'd want people searching for your brand to find your website, not someone else's. Number six, can SEO help me compete with bigger companies? The answer is absolutely yes. SEO is a powerful tool for getting your small business noticed alongside bigger competitors. It levels the playing field, so even if you're just starting out, you can attract customers who are looking for what you offer. Number seven, should I hire a web designer or can I design my website myself? Look, if you're familiar with how to design websites, you might try doing it yourself. However, hiring a professional web designer or a website design company can save you time and ensure your site is set up for both looks and SEO effectiveness. Yes, both of those two. Normally, we get one out of the two when we do it ourselves, but doing both is the objective for every small business. Number eight, how often should I update my website for SEO? Look at this, guys. SEO isn't a one-time task. Search engines prefer websites that are updated regularly. This could mean adding new content, updating your product list, refreshing your layouts. A website design agency can help you manage these updates for you. Number nine, what is a business management consultant and do I need one for SEO? Simple answer. A business management consultant specializes in helping you run your business better. While they might not be SEO experts, they can coordinate with SEO professionals and ensure your business strategies align with your SEO goals. Number 10, how long does it take to see SEO results? You know this is a popular question, right? SEO takes time, people. It's like planting a garden. You won't see the full bloom overnight. Generally, you might start seeing results in a few months, but it can take longer depending on how competitive your market is. Number 11, Is SEO just about adding a lot of keywords to my website? The answer is no. SEO is much more than just keywords. While using the right keywords help, and it's a great start, and it's probably where you should start, SEO also involves improving your website's design, making sure it loads quickly, and that it's easy for customers and search engines to understand what you do. Number 12, what's the difference between local SEO and general SEO? Hey, thought you'd never ask. Local SEO is specifically about reaching customers in your area. It's perfect if you're a business like a restaurant or a retail shop that serves a local community. General SEO focuses more broadly on reaching national or global audiences. Number 13, how can I find website designers near me who understand SEO? Look, start by searching online for website designers near me and check their portfolios and reviews. Look for designers who mention SEO as part of their services, and you can also ask other business owners for recommendations. Number 14, do I need a fancy website to do well in SEO? Look, truth of the matter is, a fancy website can be impressive, but it's more important that your site is clear, fast, and functional. Yes, three words, clear, fast, and functional. Your website needs to serve customers' needs first, which in turn helps SEO. Number 15, what should I look for in a logo design for good SEO? Your logo itself doesn't directly impact SEO, but it's an essential part of your brand. A memorable business logo design helps customers remember your brand. And when they search for your brand by name, a strong SEO strategy helps ensure they find your website. Number 16, how can small business consultants help with SEO? Look, small business consultants specialized in SEO can offer personalized advice on how to improve your website and marketing strategy. They help integrate SEO into your overall business plan so you attract more customers and grow your business effectively. Number 17 and the final question, what are the biggest mistakes to avoid in SEO? One of the biggest mistakes is ignoring SEO altogether. Other common errors include overusing keywords, neglecting mobile users, not updating content regularly. Avoid these pitfalls by planning your SEO strategy carefully and keeping up with SEO best practices. Look, that was 17 questions that we are asked on a regular basis in the simple answer. I hope that this was helpful to you. And if you have not started an SEO strategy or plan, please begin to do that if you want your brand to grow as big as humanly possible. For more information on SEO, or if you'd like to start an SEO plan, you can always visit www.penbusinesssolutions.com and let us help you craft a plan that'll get you going. This is Everyone Calls Me King, and this is your segment for today. Have a great day.